This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast right here, live and in living color, from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station in our Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, driving coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and the women, and getting the job done, as well as our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center haulers, hauling the mail into the bulk mail centers and then taking it over to the post office to be delivered. And don't forget the suicide jockeys either, out there hauling the gas and the diesel, and not to be forgotten about, the jet fuel that has to go on the plane so you can fly wherever you're going. And, of course, our Amazon folks and our drivers as well. Thank you very much. And let's not forget either our Facebook page that you can check out. That would be the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Getter. We're also on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from the northern part of Florida, up there in the Upper Peninsula, as we like to call it, where them northern people are at, up there, it's none other than our friend, longtime associate, retired firefighter Frank Salvato.
Mr. Captain, you're going to say a compliment, aren't you?
Well, I'm just trying to throw some things in there, make you feel good. It's a good day in the neighborhood, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot there, boys and girls. All right. There we go. Got them out of the way. They feel better about the day, too, now. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, here we go. Joe Biden says he'll meet anytime, anywhere with Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the budget. And, you know, that budget they got is the biggest budget ever. I believe it's about $6.4 trillion.
Yeah, boy, it's a little bit of a change of a tune from about a month and a half ago when he said, I'm not negotiating on anything.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be no negotiating on the debt ceiling. There'll be no negotiating on what I want, and that's that. Obviously, he's woken up to the idea that there's an election coming up in about a year and 9 months,
mm-hmm.
year and 10 months. So you're going to see a very different Joe Biden going forward now that he understands that he doesn't control the House. And, boy, that's where the purse strings do come from. And if the House says we can't just keep printing money and spending like a bunch of drunken sailors so that we cripple the people's ability to save and prosper and thrive, that he's going to have to work with the House. That's a little bit of a different position for him to be in and for his handlers to be in. So you could expect some dirty things to be happening in the coming months. Petulant children don't like to be told what to do. They throw tantrums.
Yeah, that's true. And New York City has got plenty of problems, as we all know. Now one of the newest problems they have are the rats in the city, not to be confused with the politicians. They're carrying COVID, running around in the subway, running around in the up on the streets and whatnot, wherever they're at, wherever they converge.
Well, I guess they're going to have to, again, they're going to have to clean up the city. And not just politically. They're going to have to clean up the city. They're going to have to go after these things. Mm-hmm. But I find it very interesting that that the COVID thing is starting to drip again, just about 2 years before an election.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden there's a new strain that we have to combat. And then, boy, we may have to restrict some things going forward because, you know, it's a health issue. If we fall for this again, then we are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It had a 98-plus survival rate, the Democrats and the politicians' response to a pandemic with that kind of survival rate was to crush the world economy?
Mm-hmm.
No, we can't do this again. We shouldn't, and we should refuse to do this again, especially when half of the scientists around the world have said, boy, there's an easy fix for this. And we should do it, and boy, no, we shouldn't shut anything down. This time we should not follow the politicians. They harmed us.
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought, Frank. And folks, we're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. That's the website, UndergroundUSA.com. And I will be right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. If retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. This time it's Moss Nissan and all the Nissan dealerships. Now, if you haven't heard, there's a brand spanking new Moss Nissan dealership in Brooksville, right there on State Route 50, almost all the way to the Suncoast Expressway on the south side of the road. If you get off the ramp on the Suncoast Expressway at State Route 50, it's about 100 feet to the right when you get off the ramp. About 100 feet to the right, you'll see it. Brand new building, Moss Nissan, Moss Family Automotive. Now, if you serve, you save at Moss Nissan. Here's the deal. If you've been in the military, if you're a veteran, if you are currently serving in the military, if you are a first responder, whether or not you've been an EMS person or a firefighter or a police officer, deputy sheriff, or whatever in law enforcement, you get a discount on the vehicle that you're buying, and church pastors too, the same thing. So look them up, and while you're there, don't forget, they also have Moss Care, which gives you free oil changes as well as tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Can't beat it, can't beat it, can't beat it. MossNissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com is back with us. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, it's always a pleasure. And we have had the five cartel folks who killed two of our people and wounded another one and roughhoused another one for a grand total of four people. But their people, the Sinaloa cartel, apparently turned them in, but not after they roughhoused them too. So they're going to stand trial, it looks like.
Well, good. You know, I don't understand why. And you know, we were talking about this off air, what prompted them to do this. Perhaps it's some of the rhetoric that was coming out of Washington about taking them on a little bit more head on. But I don't know why we haven't designated the Mexican drug cartels terrorist organizations. You think about what they're doing at our border. They routinely break the laws. They don't understand the sovereignty of the border. Any other organization that had a body count in the United States because of what they do that numbers what the cartels do in Mexico would be deemed a terrorist organization. We'd be up in arms. The results of what they do as a trade in the United States are catastrophic when it comes to the loss of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more than what we lost on 9/11 every year.
Mm-hmm.
They're also facilitating the communist Chinese government with their trade in fentanyl, their use of Chinese produced fentanyl.
Yep.
And how we don't look at this as an attack on the American people and an American sovereignty when it comes to the border is beyond me. We should be designating them as terrorist organizations, and
right.
We should be going after them with the vigor that we did with Al Qaeda and ISIS.
Right. I totally agree. And I don't know why we aren't, and we need to keep the pressure on them because that's a scourge that we don't need anywhere in our country.
No, it's targeting the youth in our country mainly. I'm not saying exclusively, but mainly. And when you're targeting the younger generations, whether it's with propaganda, like the ideological radical left does, or whether it's with recreational and unprescribed drugs that kills them, you're affecting the future of the country. You're affecting the future of the nation. So, you know, we do have to take a stand on this, especially when it comes to the hardcore narcotics that are coming over the border. I mean, we could have a debate about gateway drugs and marijuana all you want.
Mm-hmm.
There are some medicinal purposes to that, but there's no reason that we should be allowing the unprescribed fentanyl coming over the border the way we're doing it. You hear every day of people just coming into contact with it, dying.
Yeah,
you know, this is a real issue that needs to be handled. And when you've got people playing politics with the border and this stuff just continues, you know, they're complicit in the deaths that are happening here at the hand of the cartels and the Chinese fentanyl makers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, unless you're securing the border and going after the cartels, you're not doing anything to help the youth of this nation, no matter how many student loan forgiveness rhetoric speeches you give.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, keep in mind we've got poor, poor Adam Kinzinger, who's just moping around. Oh, he just seems to be so adrift since he left Congress. He's supposed to be a CNN commentator now, but he's not doing a lot of that because they just got him there for to have a pretty face on TV. And when he was on CNN, at least he got to talk a little bit more. But the guy is worthless, worthless, worthless.
Well, he's probably going to grow a depression, and he and Fetterman can share a
there you go.
A therapy ward over at Bethesda.
There you go.
You know, Adam Kinzinger, this guy, when you listen to his testimony, and I'm doing some production on something for somebody, and I had to listen to his testimony in the Jan 6th committee, you got to wonder whether he was intellectually stunted. You know, I know when he ran under the Republican banner, but we've got to start on the right side of the aisle. If you're a Republican, you got to start vetting your people better.
You bet.
Before you elect them to office.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be it's my turn, I'm next in line, or, boy, this giant organization gave me a ton of money and they want to run me for something. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're doing here. But politics shouldn't be a full-time industry. It needs to get back to serving the people. And when you have a centralized federal government, you're never going to have that.
Mm.
You know, we need to decentralize. You know, the cryptocurrency, you talked about the decentralized nature of what they're doing, and it gives the federal government agita. Well, of course it should, because it's clawing power back away from the federal government. We need to decentralize federal government in total. It was never meant to be a concentrated power in Washington, D.C. We were supposed to be 50 separate states with 50 separate constitutions and 50 separate authorities where the federal government filled in the cracks,
right.
took care of national defense and commerce between the states and diplomacy and foreign diplomacy. It was never supposed to be this, okay, we got to keep passing laws to justify that I'm here. We're supposed to be the least government that touched your life, not the most. So we've got it backwards now. States are supposed to have the most power in your, as far as government touching your life, not the federal government. And when you have centralized power, you get idiots like Adam Kinzinger and Fetterman and Nancy Pelosi, for that matter, Chuck Schumer, for that matter.
Yep.
People who grift off the taxpayers' money and just try to continuously justify why they're there.
Mm-hmm. Let me see who's hanging on my telephone line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. Okay. Caller's not there. All right. The caller wasn't there, Frank, but I got you back.
It was Fetterman. He was calling in to say, no, we got too depressed to talk.
Yeah, obviously.
You know, speaking of Fetterman, you've got to wonder what the mental coercion that the Democrats used on the people in Pennsylvania to get them to say, okay, here's somebody who just had a stroke. Here's someone whose health is very fragile. We're going to elect him to office over a doctor because that doctor has a intellectual relationship with Orange Man. We can't be debilitated in this next election cycle like we were in the last one. We acted politically inept as a nation because we had the Orange Man bad psychosis.
Right.
Make no mistake. That was exactly what the Democrats wanted to do.
Hold that thought, Mr. Frank. Okay, folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Friday morning. I got lots more coming your way. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. After doing away with term limits 5 years ago, Chinese President Xi Jinping has been re-elected for a third term this morning.
About 3,000 members of China's National People's Congress voted unanimously Friday to re-elect Xi for another five-year term. There was no other candidate, and the vote was over in 15 minutes. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Investor sold off shares of SVB Financial Group and a bunch of U.S. banks after the tech-focused lender said it lost nearly $2 billion in assets following larger-than-expected decline in deposits. America's financial freefall saw the four biggest U.S. banks lose $52 billion in market value just yesterday. Northern and Central California is hit by another powerful atmospheric river storm as the National Weather Service warns of copious amounts of heavy snow in the mountains and potential flooding from significant rainfall across the state. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
You betcha. God bless America, and we hope that you tell your friends about the program, because we are on all night and we are your alternative at nighttime to something that actually makes sense versus something that you don't have to hang upside down by your thumbs and look at the clock to see if it's telling you the right time. Right, Frank?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's finish what we're talking about here. First of all, I wanted to talk about Fetterman, Senator John Fetterman. Where is he?
Well, he's at the Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland, allegedly being treated for depression. You know, now what he has to be depressed about, I don't know. He just won an election. He survived a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody should be thankful, it should be someone in that position.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, for the entire tenure of his term as a senator, he's been nowhere to be found, and Pennsylvania has not been served by sending him to Washington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is what you get when you fall for the propaganda of the left when they deflect. They didn't look at the content of what this guy was saying about what his platform would be. All he kept saying, and in essence, when he got in front of any microphone, was orange man bad, orange man bad, orange man bad.
Mm-hmm.
My opponent likes the orange man. Don't vote for him because the orange man likes him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, and the people who do not pay attention to politics said, well, you can't vote for somebody who's orange man. My neighbor might make fun of me.
Mm.
You know, I can't vote for orange man. The people I work with might make fun of me. I can't stand for something. I can't be politically astute and espouse the facts that what he was, what his platform stands for, what his campaign put together in the propaganda is bad for the country and bad for the people of Pennsylvania. So they voted Orange Man bad, and now you have someone representing the state of Pennsylvania in the U.S. Senate who's never there, number one, and two, obviously is fragile of health.
Yeah.
So Fetterman should resign, mm-hmm. but he won't. And now, if he goes through one term or if he does end up resigning, he gets a pension from the U.S. Senate for the rest of his life.
Yep. Let's talk about Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer and Adam Shifty Schiff. While rival network anchors Wine and Representative Adam Schiff and Senate Majority Leader Chucky Schumer squirm over Tucker Carlson's airing of unedited footage from January 6th, the viewing public has definitely picked a winner, and as you and I were just talking a few minutes ago, and I verified it again, his ratings for the week are up 14 times above its normal.
Well, of course, when high-profile people get in front of television cameras and take to the Senate floor and demand the censorship of someone in the media, which there's so much wrong with that, it sets the First Amendment on fire. Of course the ratings are going to go up because people want to see what the accident is all about. You don't get on TV and go, wow, look at that explosion. That explosion needs to be taken care of. Well, okay, let's look at the explosion. People are rubberneckers. That's just human nature. But what they're complaining about is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
The First Amendment to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights in total, was created to address how the government interacts with the people. The Bill of Rights isn't codified into law.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that restrains the federal government from being aggressive and encroaching on the individual.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a media person, a media entity, and you have people on the Senate floor calling for the active silencing and censorship of that, it not only violates the First Amendment's right to free political speech
mm-hmm.
directly, it also attacks the freedom of the press directly.
Yep.
So what Chuck Schumer did by getting on the floor of the Senate and calling for Fox to fire Tucker Carlson and take him off the air
yep.
is a constitutional violation that should see him have to resign.
That's correct. I'm going to go take one phone call before we let you go, so let's see who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain. Morning, Frank. Driver Mike, Sarasota.
What's up there, Driver Mike?
I'm glad you brought this up.
Okay.
The guys at the round table, they told us, or they told the movies like they're saying, on January 6th. Now, Tucker Carlson comes up with this other video. How come no one's got the whole damn tape? I want to see the whole video from the beginning to the end now. Now mm-hmm. I put more questions in my mind. Can't somebody get a hold of this video like Carlson did?
Yeah.
Let's find out. Let's grab the whole movie, put it out on the Internet.
Speaker of the House, and I think they are going to do something like that.
Drive safe, people. Drive safe.
All right. Thanks, Driver Mike. Okay. Well, Frank, I got to let you go, and I look forward to talking to you on Monday. Stay warm. It's a little cool up there, I realize.
Hey, it's not June.
Well, you stay warm, and we'll talk to you on Monday morning, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
Okay, that's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Undergroundusa.com. Go over there and check him out and see all the different things that he has to offer. Okay, let me go over here and pick up this here telephone line. And I do believe we have Annie Okerlund on the line, do we not?
You do. Good morning, Captain Matt.
Good morning. And how are you this morning, and what's on your mind?
I'm well. I, did what a lot of us do sometimes when we know we need to get up early or get to bed on time, and I jumped on the Internet and started reading the day's news, and I ran across the testimony of Sergeant Tyler Vargas Andrews. Have you heard that yet?
I have.
That was heartbreaking.
Yes.
And it kind of made me realize how many service members that I've been working with lately, and especially right after we pulled out of Afghanistan, how triggering that was for so many of our former service members watching that whole thing go down. And it just kind of brought up this idea of triggering, like, how do we navigate ourselves in moments? I'm sure there's experiences, especially in the first responder community, since you guys may drive by the place that you had, you know, were called to a terrible accident or to a loss of life or something like that. And how do we navigate our way through that? That just has kind of been on my mind since last night and this morning.
Well, you just do it.
Right, but it lands in your body. Your body keeps the score of every time that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do? Would you, as you said, like, you kept going, but did you think about it later? Did it come back? Did it come back regularly? Kind of how did you navigate it?
Well, the problem that I have, and many of us have that work at the World Trade Center, is this: if you spend any time there, you have that taste literally in your mouth.
Mm.
And you can't get rid of it. And you can't get rid of it. And no matter what you do, gargle, you know, brush your teeth, whatever, you just can't get rid of it because it's like ingrained in you. It's kind of like the only way I can describe it, it's like somebody that's a chain smoker, and they smoke one right after the other, after the other. And when they take a breath, they breathe on you, and all you smell is smoke. It's kind of, you know, kind of like the same thing, only we're not smoke. We're the ingredients to a chemical cocktail.
Right.
Yep.
It's really one of those things that I feel like everybody has something, first responder or not, maybe not as intensely as our service members and our first responders, but, you know, like maybe you had a car accident and thankfully you were okay, but like you have that, your body kind of jumps up and says, ooh, I don't like this. My heart's going to race. My palms are going to sweat. I might clench my teeth. And, you know, when we all have had those experiences, but for you guys, and especially with 9/11, there were special studies done on the psychological damage because you went to do your job. Your brain said, this is my path. I'm going to rig up. I'm going to jump on the rig, get into town, get to where I need to be. And I know what to do. All your training said, this is what we're going to do.
Yep.
And this looks like it's going to take a long time. Mm-hmm. So your brain had the path. It had the duration. It knew how long it needed to go, but you didn't get the outcome.
You
know, your outcome served. Yeah.
Well, here comes the music. You are with ExaltedWarrior.com. ExaltedWarrior.com. And your name is Annie, and you're world famous. You're world famous because of what you do and where you go.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mickey. I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Okay.
And I'm going to put you over here and put you on hold. Hang on. Okay. That is Annie. And I'll be back tonight, everybody.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, you know, I didn't exactly have what I usually bring Patrick Hyland in with, but I figured he'd like to hear a pretty voice bring him in this time. So she did, and he did, and here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. And we don't want to forget about our friends down at Sarasota with Dominic Splines, do we?
No, because Dominic Splines brings you this segment of the program. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget about the fact that Dominic's Blinds and Decor are located at 4540 Clark Road, right there at the corner of McIntosh. And all of their blinds, all of their shades and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. And guess what? In the local area only. Now, you can stop by and see the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service and go from there. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you.
All right. My man, Captain. Good people down there. And all their products are made in the U.S. of A.
But I am not.
You were made in the USA.
Yeah, but I am not going to have any more Venetian blinds. Sorry.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, some people like them.
Boy.
Not a big fan of Wicked Captain, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have NASCAR in Phoenix, Arizona, Captain.
Yeah, buddy.
Logano, those are the two favorites. We will see if one of those pull it out. It was great racing last weekend. Should be some great racing in Phoenix this weekend. They've been doing some different modifications to the cars, too, keeping them lower to the ground. I like it. And I like the short tracks, too. So I think a lot of people are going to enjoy the race this weekend. And I like when people make change for the better. You know, I don't like the old adage, Captain, of it's not broke, don't fix it. No, how about let's make it better? Let's take another minute and make it better. So, anyway, Captain OBJ, Mr. Odell Beckham Jr., he's trying to make one last ditch effort to play in the National Football League. He had that bad ACL in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago when they won it. He didn't play at all last year. He'll be working out today in Arizona. And there'll be a few teams there checking him out, seeing if he is worthy to bring him to camp. In basketball news, Captain, Patrick Ewing, the great center for the Georgetown Hoyas and the New York Knicks, they let him go. He's been there six seasons and just hasn't been able to really turn it around, you know. But the cool thing about him, Captain, was he had all the kids graduating. I like that. That's the main objective of college basketball. Get your education, because only one out of you on the team is going to make it in the pros. Okay, that's the percentages.
Right.
The best. And for long, as the NFL is. So, NCAA basketball's rocking and rolling now, because we're going to be getting into March Madness here before we know it. Great game yesterday on the flagship station, Captain, the Florida Gators. Got beat by Mississippi State 69-68. I think that just kicked them out of the tourney, and if Mississippi State can go deep into this tourney, I believe they will be able to get into.
Well, there are some people thinking that they're going to make it into the NIT, but I'm not so sure of that one either.
Right. It'll be close. It'll be close. You're right, Captain. But I think they might be able to find a spot there. So we shall see what happens. And also, another interesting situation, UNC. North Carolina, they're probably not going to make the tourney. They lost to Virginia also. So normally you get to Carolina all the time and Florida most of the time in the big dance, but not this year. But it would be interesting to see if those two both met in the NIT. That would be interesting. I'd like to see that. So
now I got a question. I got a question for you. I want to go back to NFL for a minute.
Yes, sir.
It seems that there is a quarterback being shopped around the market for the best offer, and it seems to me that quarterback is in Los Angeles currently. Used to be in Detroit, but they're looking to shop him. Would the Bucks jump on something like that?
I mean, if they could get Stafford, I think they'd take a shot, but I don't know if the Rams are willing to give up on him yet. You know, if the talk's been
They got him up. They're looking to take offers on him, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm surprised, you know what? And there's also talk about Jameis Winston going out to L.A. to back up Stafford. So, you know, a lot of talk going on. Where's Aaron Rodgers going to end up? We know Derek Carr's now with the New Orleans Saints. So that kind of, you know, threw Jameis's situation into a tailspin.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he's going to stay there now, but we'll see. I mean, anything can happen. Staying on the NFL, Joe Mixon, it looks like his sister's the suspect in the shooting at the running back's house. Everybody was saying it was Joe, and it wasn't. So, you know, I wish we wouldn't jump to conclusions. These guys get enough bad, you know, press that they don't need any help when it comes to outside the lines, I call it. So, anyway. The Texans, Captain, they lost a draft pick over the salary cap violation involving Deshaun Watson. Texans, boy, I don't know, man. They're in for a lot of rebuilding over the next few years. The people in Houston are great fans, and I'm sure they'll support them. But, boy, I feel sorry for those folks. They have their Astros, though. And that's good old baseball, right, Captain? And we're almost 2 weeks away from the first pitch count.
Yeah.
And I know you're excited about it. So am I. So that should be a lot of fun. A lot of spring training going on in Arizona. Arizona's going to be a hot spot this weekend. You know, the racing and spring training, just like St. Pete was last weekend. You had the Formula One racing there in St. Petersburg and the spring training going all around here in Florida. So pretty neat. Pretty neat stuff going on.
And you got football starting up, summer football.
Yeah, well, you know, we got the XFL kicking it back, and you can watch some XFL football this weekend. There's a couple of players that were on some pro teams last year that are trying to show that they can play and make an effort to get some playing time in the NFL and get re-signed by an NFL team. So it's not bad football. You still have that fix for football. You're 100% right, Captain. Go check it out. It's a lot of fun to watch XFL football. And, you know, USFL will be here very soon. So that brings up something, Captain. Would you like if they would make the season in the NFL start in, let's say, August, mid-August, and just play up north those games or in domes, and then, you know, the season wouldn't go all the way till February? What's your thoughts about that?
Well, that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah. I just a little bit too interloping of other sports, I think, but we'll see. I'm sure as long as they don't lose money, they'll do it. And speaking about money, Captain, that's what I do during the day. Help people save money and make sure they don't lose their money, and also make sure they're getting the best program they can for out there with their insurance needs. So if you need any help in that department, I'd love to meet with you, love to chat with you. The worst thing that can happen is you're going to stay where you are, and you're going to have peace of mind knowing that you have the best that's available for you currently. That's the worst thing. The best thing is I'm going to save you some money, get you some more benefits to take care of yourself and your family. And there might be some other programs out there that fit you or can help you from either a military standpoint or just a consumer standpoint. So take advantage of my knowledge and expertise of being in this industry for over 30 years. Give me a call, Patrick Hyland, at 813-966-1052. Easy number, 813-966-1052. Captain, always a pleasure. Look forward to seeing you Sunday in the studio. And everybody have a blessed weekend and be safe. Thank you.
Turn left, go fast. All right, that's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Let me see here. I got 10 seconds. Well, it's not going to work. Tomorrow morning. So anyway, I'll tell you what, folks. I look forward to getting out and about again today, and I got things I got to do. I got to go see my specialist, so I'll be down in St. Pete a little bit later, and about lunchtime thereabouts. And then I'll be wandering around. Or get back up here to the station. So sometimes I stop by and say howdy, howdy to people when I see them tooting a horn at me and all that stuff. So there you go. All right. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. We the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. We elect them. We can unelect them. Remember that. I'll see you all soon. Have a great day. God bless America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.